Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Ciena stock just took a brutal hit, down nearly 9% in a single day, and the social feeds are absolutely flooded with panic. Some are screaming sell, others are calling this the AI dip buy of the decade. Before you make any move, we're running CIN through MarketSnap's fair value model to see where the numbers actually land. Discount or trap? Let's dig in. So here's the setup. Ciena is one of the hottest names in the AI infrastructure trade. It's up over 300% in the past year. But it just got hammered after an analyst slashed their fair value target by $100 a share. The stock is sitting around $380 after that drop. And the big question everyone's asking is whether this is a buying opportunity or the beginning of a serious correction. Let's start with what Ciena actually does, because understanding the business is the foundation of any good investment decision. Ciena Corporation is a global technology company headquartered in Hanover, Maryland, and it's been around since 1992. They're a pure-play leader in optical networking and telecommunications infrastructure. Think of them as the company that builds the high-speed highways for data to travel across the internet. When you stream video, use cloud services, or run AI workloads, the data is moving through equipment that companies like Ciena make. They sell networking platforms, specialized software, and global services to telecom carriers, cloud providers, and large enterprises. Their CEO is Gary Smith, and the company employs nearly 9,000 people worldwide. With a market cap north of $50 billion, this is a serious player in the communication equipment space. And here's the key thing. As hyperscalers like the big cloud giants scale out distributed AI factories, high-speed optical networking becomes the vital link that keeps those expensive GPU clusters from sitting idle. That's the bull case in a nutshell. Now let's get into the revenue picture, because this is where the story gets interesting. In fiscal 2024, Ciena generated just over $4 billion in revenue. The networking platform segment is the absolute core of the business, bringing in about $3 billion of that. That's your optical transport systems, the routers, and the switches that move data at lightning speed. Platform software and services added another roughly $358 million, and that's a high-margin, recurring piece of the business that investors love. Global services contributed about $537 million, which includes installation, deployment, and maintenance. Geographically, this is very much an America's story. North America alone accounted for nearly $2.95 billion of that revenue. EMEA came in at about $649 million, and Asia Pacific was around $414 million. The growth trajectory is what's really catching everyone's attention. Revenue jumped from about $4 billion in fiscal 2024 to over $4.7 billion in fiscal 2025, and management raised their full year 2026 revenue midpoint to $6.3 billion. That's a massive acceleration, and it's driven by AI infrastructure spending. The backlog is at a record $7.7 billion, which gives the company multi-year visibility that most tech companies would kill for. Management also expanded their total addressable market estimate to $50 billion by 2029. That's the runway they're building on. Now let's talk earnings, because this is where the rubber meets the road. The most recent reported fiscal year, 2025, showed revenue of about $4.77 billion, with gross profit just over $2 billion. That's a gross margin around 43%, which is solid for hardware. Operating income came in at about $311 million, and net income was roughly $123 million, or about 85 cents per diluted share. Compare that to fiscal 2024, where revenue was about $4 billion, net income was only $84 million, and EPS was 58 cents. So you're seeing meaningful year-over-year improvement. But here's the thing that jumps out at me. In fiscal 2021, Ciena earned $3.19 per share on revenue of just $3.6 billion. In fiscal 2025, they earned only 85 cents on nearly $5 billion in revenue. Margins have compressed significantly from those peak levels. That's something to keep in mind when we talk about valuation. Looking ahead, the forward estimates are much more optimistic. analysts see earnings ramping hard over the next few years as the AI-driven revenue growth flows through to the bottom line. The Q1 2026 print showed record revenue of $1.43 billion, and the company has been beating estimates consistently. The question is whether the current stock price already reflects all of that good news and then some. Let's take a closer look at the balance sheet and cash flow, because this is a company that's been through some serious financial swings. Total assets sit at about $5.86 billion. Cash and equivalents are just over $1 billion, which gives them a solid liquidity cushion. The current ratio is around 2.7, and the quick ratio is about 2.1, so they're in good shape to meet near-term obligations. Total debt is around $3.1 billion against equity of about $2.7 billion, so the debt-to-equity ratio is roughly 0.55. That's manageable, especially for a company in a capital-intensive industry. But here's where things get a bit concerning. Retained earnings are deeply negative at minus $3.17 billion. That's a legacy of years of losses and buybacks, and it's not necessarily a red flag on its own, but it's worth noting. The cash flow story is a bit unusual. Operating cash flow in fiscal 2025 was about $806 million, which is strong, but capital expenditures were reported as essentially zero. That's almost certainly a data quirk, because a company like Ciena absolutely has CapEx. In fiscal 2023, CapEx was over $100 million. So when we model free cash flow, we need to be careful about those reported numbers and use more realistic assumptions. The return on equity is around 15.6%, and return on invested capital is about 11.9%. Those are respectable numbers, but they're not screaming cheap. Now let's break down the SWOT analysis, because this gives us a clear framework for the opportunities and risks. Starting with strengths, Ciena has a dominant position in optical networking with a record backlog of $7.7 billion. They're seeing accelerating revenue growth driven by AI infrastructure buildouts. They have a strong balance sheet with a healthy current ratio and manageable leverage. And they have a blue chip customer base, including the biggest hyperscalers and telecom providers. On the weakness side, margins have compressed significantly from their 2021 peak. The stock is trading at an extremely rich valuation, which leaves very little room for error. And the company doesn't pay a dividend, so all of your return has to come from price appreciation. If growth slows even slightly, that multiple could compress hard. Opportunities are massive. The AI networking trade is still in its early innings. Management sees a $50 billion total addressable market by 2029. As AI factories scale, the demand for high-speed optical interconnect will only grow. They're also expanding into adjacent markets with their Blue Planet automation software and services. Threats include intense competition from the likes of Cisco, Nokia, and a host of fast-moving startups. The AI CapEx cycle is notoriously boom and bust, and if hyperscaler spending slows, Ciena's backlog could shrink quickly. There's also the risk that new optical technologies disrupt their existing product line, and as we saw with that recent analyst downgrade, sentiment can shift on a dime when a stock is priced for perfection. Let's look at the recent price action, because the chart tells a pretty dramatic story. Over the past year, Ciena is up over 300%. That's an absolutely massive move. But in the last 3 months, the stock is down about 34%. So we've seen a huge run-up, followed by a sharp pullback. The one-week performance is down about 1.1%, and the one-month is up slightly at 1.5%. So there's some stabilization happening, but the volatility is extreme. The stock's beta is around 1.3, so it moves more than the broader market in both directions. The recent 9% drop came after that analyst lowered their fair value by $100 per share, though they maintained a buy rating. That tells you how frothy the valuation had become. For short-term traders, this kind of volatility is a double-edged sword. The stock could bounce on the upcoming earnings report on September 3rd, especially if they deliver another beat and raise. But the risk of further downside is real if guidance disappoints. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. Now let's get to the core of what we do here at MarketSnap, the intrinsic value analysis. We ran CN through our fair value model, and the setup is interesting. The primary engine is a forward price-to-earnings model, with a discounted cash flow model as the supporting engine. Our model confidence is high, and the data quality is strong. Here's the headline. The model puts fair value somewhere around $220, but the stock is currently trading in the neighborhood of $480. That means the stock is trading well above what our model suggests is reasonable. The gap is substantial. We're talking about the stock being potentially overvalued by a significant margin. Now, before you react to that number, understand what's driving it. The current forward PE is extremely elevated, and our model normalizes that multiple down to something more sustainable, around 35 times forward earnings. That's still a premium multiple, but it's nowhere near the 70 plus times forward earnings that the stock was recently trading at. The model also adjusts for the fact that the reported free cash flow numbers are likely overstated due to that CapEx data issue we mentioned earlier. Let me break down the valuation drivers a bit more. The model blends three components. The primary forward PE engine gives a fair value around $325. The DCF supporting engine is much more conservative, coming in around $78, because it applies more realistic free cash flow conversion ratios. And the context engine, which looks at industry multiples, lands around $223. Blending those together gives us that roughly $220 fair value. The key drivers here are revenue growth, profit margins, and the multiple the market is willing to pay. The model assumes revenue continues to grow, but at a more sustainable pace. It also assumes margins improve from current levels, but don't return to the peak levels we saw in 2021. And it assumes the forward multiple fades from the current extreme levels back to something closer to historical norms. Here's the important part. These assumptions matter enormously. If you believe Ciena is going to grow faster than our model assumes, or if you think the market will keep paying a premium for AI exposure, the fair value could be much higher. Conversely, if growth disappoints or margins stay compressed, the stock could be worth significantly less. You can run your own valuation on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator and see how the number shifts with your assumptions. The point is, the model is a starting point, not a precise target. Changing your growth or discount rate assumptions can move fair value by $100 or more in either direction. All right, here's my honest take on Ciena. This is one of the most exciting companies in the AI infrastructure trade, and the long-term story is genuinely compelling. A record backlog, accelerating revenue, a dominant position in optical networking, and a massive addressable market. The company is executing well, and the AI tailwind is real. But here's the problem. The stock price has gotten way ahead of the fundamentals. At current levels, you're paying a massive premium for growth that is already well known and heavily analyzed. The market has priced in near-perfect execution, and that leaves almost no margin of safety. When a stock is up 300% in a year and trading at a PE that would make a growth investor blush, the risk-reward gets skewed to the downside. Our model suggests that if you put $10,000 into Ciena today, it could be worth somewhere around $4,500 in 5 years under our base case assumptions. That's a potential loss of over 50%. And that's not because Ciena is a bad company, it's because the entry price is simply too high. The key risk here is multiple compression. Even if the company executes perfectly and grows into its valuation, the stock could still go nowhere for years as the earnings catch up to the price. The key thing to watch is the earnings report on September 3rd. If they deliver another massive beat and raise guidance even further, the stock could rally. But if there's any sign of softening demand or margin pressure, the downside could be significant. My verdict: I love the business, but I don't love the stock at this price. This is a case where the narrative is exciting, but the numbers don't support the valuation. If you're a long-term investor, you might want to wait for a better entry point or build a position gradually over time. If you already own it, it might be worth taking some profits off the table given the extreme run-up. What do you think about CIEN? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.